The Gospel for Tuesday of the 16th week of Ordinary Time, Matthew 12:46-50. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my mother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, with these words, Jesus is revealing to us that we are his family, inasmuch as we do the will of the Father. Now, what is the will of the Father? It is that we be one with Christ. One body, with Jesus as the head. In this amazing union, we become the family of God, brothers and sisters, mothers to him. Now, Mary, the mother of Jesus, most perfectly fits into this new family because no one like her did, in fact, the will of the Heavenly Father. And so this is not slighting Mary, but bringing us into a new awareness of where the root of the bonds of unity with Christ are. Now, some have erroneously thought that Jesus actually had blood brothers and sisters. And the fact is that Mary was always virgin before the birth of Jesus, during the birth of Jesus, after the birth of Jesus. And so when we hear about the brothers of Jesus, we need to understand that in the Hebrew language, they had no word for cousins. So it was common to use the word brother to describe cousins and other males in the extended family. We see this usage in the Greek Old Testament, where the Greek word for brother, adelphos, is often used for those whose relationship goes beyond the brotherhood by blood. For example, adelphos could refer to a cousin, as in 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verses 21 and 22. Adelphos could also be an uncle, for example, in Genesis 13:8. And so we need to understand that when we hear the word brother in the terms of the Bible, it is not just the blood brothers, but now Jesus calls us all to be brothers and sisters of his through this openness to the Holy Spirit that brings us into obedience, and through obedience he brings us into this unity of the family. God bless you.